Getting the difference between T-I-O-N sound shun and S-I-O-N sound shun. Now, for you to use T-I-O-N, the word must have a root word that is ending in T. For example, act. This is ending in T. This is the root word. So if you now want to take it to action, then the T is going to be T-I-O-N. So this is action. Let's take another example. We have invent. This is invent, ending in T. Invent is the root word. Now, if you want to change it to invention, so you say invention. So the T remains. So this is going to be invention. So that is it. Now, for example, in a word like nation, nation has no root word. There is no root word in nation. Nation is nation. So in that word, you just use T-I-O-N because there's no root word in nation. Now, let's now look at the situation when we use S-I-O-N. If a word ends in D or D-E or S, so you use S-I-O-N. For example, let's say we want to talk about decide. Decide. This word ends in D-E. Now we want to say decision. Decision. So it's going to be S-I-O-N. So we say this is decision. Now, let's look at collide. This is also ending in D-E. So we call it collision. Let's say we want to change this as it's going to be collision. Now, let's now look at another word ending in S. So we say like confess. Confess. So it's going to be confession. Confession. So this is going to be S-I-O-N. Let's now consider the word that ends in D. We've considered the one that ends in D-E and S. Let's now look at the word that ends in D. For example, we have expand. This is ending in D. Expand. So, and that is going to be expansion. Because it's ending in D, so this is going to be X. Listen to it over and over again. I think you'll get it. Though don't forget that there is no any universal rule in English language. You can always have exception. Thank you so much. God bless.